Great spring for construction, that's for sure. We're being joined with the Iowa Department of Transportation's Pete Helmstead with the North Iowa Road Report here on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Well, let's get right into it with these road construction project updates. I know there's some construction going on around Osage, Mason City, Clear Lake, Waverly, even the New Hampton area, just off to the north and south of there. Talk about all those construction projects.
On them briefly, the U.S. 65 project in Mason City from 122 South, four blocks right now is what we have torn up. They are making good progress. They have put in the sewer and the water hookups, the sanitary sewer installations. They're working on the storm sewer right now, and hopefully in about 3 weeks we'll be paving that section. So we're making good progress on that. On Iowa 122, we've got a reconstruction project between Pierce and Monroe, which is pretty much right in front of the hospital. That just started on Monday. We have lane closures through the Pierce intersection and the Monroe intersection right now. That allows the contractor to take out the medians. And probably in 2 or 3 weeks, we will be moving all the traffic into the south lanes, so the eastbound lanes, and we will reconstruct the westbound lanes. So that will be getting going really soon. We will have information out too. We've been working with the hospital. We've been working with emergency services. So they've been aware of this for several years. So we've got plans in place as well for people to get to the hospital and the emergency rooms where necessary. The I-35 bridge deck overlay projects on the Clear Lake area. We have the northbound on-ramp and the southbound off-ramps at 106 remain closed, so we can do those overlay projects. We hope to have them open by Memorial Day. You mentioned the U.S. 63, just south of 188. We are doing a culvert, the triple box culvert replacement there. Currently, they are putting in the median crossovers. When they get those done in a few weeks, we will be moving all the traffic into the northbound lane into a head-to-head pattern. So that is progressing. And the Waverly project, the bridge project, they have been making some good progress. We did talk about it has been kind of dry, but they did get some rain and some snow north of us. And that slowed things down in Waverly a little bit. They were still able to work because of the work they did throughout the winter, but it did slow things down a little bit. But we do have the east abutment poured, and they are working on the wing walls right now, hopefully pour them next week, working on the footing for Pier 2 that they hope to pour the end of the next week. And the west abutment is completely done and ready for beams. So we'll keep moving forward, see what the weather does, see what river levels do, and hope for the best.
Great. Yeah, it can't be road construction without talking about bridge construction, for sure. What about projects that have not started that are perhaps beginning to start or soon to start?
Yeah, we are actually have most of our projects going. There is going to be a bridge deck overlay on Highway 18 in the Bassett area. That'll be starting later this summer. We do not have a start date yet from the contractor, but when we do, we will let you know. It's still several weeks out, so that when that is going, it'll be temporary traffic signals where you'll have one lane at a time going through there. But other than that, we have a good start on the projects for this spring. We will have a project going in Garner too, which I know is a bit west of you guys, but that'll be going later this summer. We're going to be having some more bridge deck overlay projects going on the interstate in the Mason City Clear Lake area throughout the summer. We have started a project on I-35 where we are going to be reconstructing the southbound lanes from approximately the Thornton exit 8 miles south. They are currently building the median crossovers for that as well. So when they are done, traffic will be moved into the northbound lanes and we'll reconstruct the southbound lanes and have it all open for winter. And then next year we will come back and do the same thing on the north side.
Excellent. And of course, for all these road construction projects, you can follow along at 511ia.org or download the 511ia mobile app. Now, here's one for you. Our news director, Mark Pitts, let me in on this one. An old wine man accused of drunk driving crashed into a construction zone. I guess it happened on Tuesday morning, crashed into machinery on Highway 3 north of Fairbank. Can you give us any safety reminders for driving in construction zones? Like, for instance, don't drink and drive, for one?
So I was just going to say, number one, don't do what that guy did. luckily nobody was seriously hurt. That's the bottom line. And, you know, if it would have been earlier in the day and you got crews working in there, who knows what could happen. We actually have, from a few weeks ago, I believe it was on Highway 30, we had crews out on the road doing some crack filling or pothole filling. And as I'm sure you've seen, they have the truck out, you know, in front of where the people are working, and they pick up, went around that truck, which they're supposed to get in the other lane. It's on a four-lane road, and went around the truck and then just swerved right in front of the truck and was literally driving directly at our four of our guys standing on the highway.
Oh, boy.
And he ended up having to take the ditch. Otherwise, he would have ran right into him.
Wow.
Bottom line is pay attention. Pay attention and slow down when you see the work zones, when you see the crews out on the road. Avoid distractions. Again, we always point to the cell phones, but there's so many other distractions in vehicles between other passengers or the radio or your GPS or, as I'm sure you know, the hands-free bill has passed in Iowa. So that's going to give law enforcement a better opportunity to ticket people who are using their electronic devices. So pay attention. There's people's lives on the line. It's literally that simple. Don't want to sound dramatic, but it's the truth.
Now, I noticed in other states, too, maybe you don't know any information on this, but some states actually partner up with their state patrol and just actually have a car at any of those major construction points just for the red and blues. Do you think that would matter here in Iowa?
Oh, it matters because we do it. There are, yes, we do it quite often. We have, when we are out, especially on four-lane roads, we do what we can to have troopers out with us. If we have construction zones where speeding is a problem, we will request troopers to be in there. And yes, it is something that we do on a very regular basis, and yes, it does help, and we will continue to do it. A lot of these construction contracts are bid with money in them to pay overtime for troopers to patrol the area. So it is something we've been doing for several years, and we will continue to do it.
All terrific. Right.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. Anything else to share?
Just enjoy the spring and summer, and be aware of what's going on the road. You know, we always talk about the 511IA app and the website, and this is a really, really good time to get signed up for it, to literally put in your email and a password, and you can click on where you drive to work, and you will get alerts if there's going to be road construction in the area, if there are any traffic incidents in the area. Use that site, use that app to its full advantage, and be safe.
All right. Well said. Thank you very much, Pete Helmstead from the Iowa Department of Transportation. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. Once again, Pete Helmstead from the Iowa Department of Transportation. As he said, check out 511ia.org, or better yet, you can download the free mobile app, 511 Iowa, and take that app along with you on your adventures. Just don't use it while you're driving.